Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump defending his decision to send National Guard troops and now Marines to Los Angeles to assist law enforcement with protests over immigration raids and protect federal buildings. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says the military is being used as political pawns. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson did not say if he thinks Newsom needs to be arrested, as the president has suggested.
That's not my lane. I'm not going to give you legal analysis on whether Gavin Newsom should be arrested, but he ought to be tarred and feathered, I'll say that. I mean, look, he's standing in the way of the administration and the carrying out of federal law.
At a House budget hearing today, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the troops are trained in crowd control. In London, high-level talks continuing between U.S. and China delegations for a second day as the countries try to carve out a trade deal. And severe storms are leaving a trail of destruction from parts of the south to the northeast today. High winds and tornado damage along with flooding reported. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Area Public School District Board of Education selected its seven finalists who it will interview to fill Cooley's vacated seat. 16 people applied for that position. The board, during its discussion on how to proceed with the interviews, did broach the subject of primary residency within the school district, the reason why Cooley resigned. Trustee Aaron Becker.
I think given what we experienced, I think it shows respect to people concerned about the issue of residency to ask a question. Please state your residence and confirm this is your primary residence.
The school district's legal counsel, Melissa Teal Collar, said legally it's not the board's responsibility to determine residency.
So I would say, contrary to what was insinuated or reported in the media, that this was your obligation to ferret out residency requirements of your co-board members. It is not your legal obligation. I would also say that residency for purposes of whether an individual is eligible to run for school board is a legal concept of which you're not trained to evaluate.
In the end, the board decided that each applicant will announce their name and address before the interviews begin. The board will interview Rick Crossan, Aaron Lee, Samantha Meister, Brant Pearson, Alyssa Prophet, Miranda Skornack, and Matthew Siegert, and choose a candidate during their June 16th meeting. 46-year-old Owen Backus of Green Bay was sentenced to 24 years in prison and 10 years extended supervision yesterday for the second-degree intentional homicide of 30-year-old Michael Hubbard in December of 2023. Backus has maintained it was an act of self-defense. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
The Packers move on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers minicamp is underway. After releasing Jaire Alexander, that leaves them with Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine at defensive back. Team president Mark Murphy asked how he feels about that.
I feel pretty good. I think Keyshawn Nixon, a great story. He's undrafted. He's an all-pro returner. And, and the reality is, for like the last 4 years, Jaire's about half of the games he's been able to play. So, we've been used to it.
Baseball. The Brewers play the Braves again tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew losing last night 7-1. Basketball. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night in Indianapolis. The Thunder beating the Pacers Sunday to tie the series at one game apiece. Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton asked about game 2 being more physical with fewer fouls called.
The officials to, let us play a little bit more. So just got to do a better job. How to be better earlier in games.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More sunshine today and more mild temperatures, making it to the mid-70s. We've got a west breeze with areas of patchy wildfire smoke. That looks to linger a little bit tomorrow, too. Under abundant sunshine, highs still reach the upper 70s. And then showers and storms roll in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins me to talk new movies. Then producer, director, editor, and Wisconsinology founder Frank Anderson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. Those of you who are longtime listeners to the program will recall back when I lived in Washington, D.C., we used to regularly have Seton Motley on the program to debate politics and issues and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, we kind of, I don't know, drifted apart, as it were. It's been a long time since I've talked with Seton, and he reached out to us the other day. He's got a new Substack newsletter. It's over at www.lessgovernment.org. You got to put in the www, otherwise you get kicked to his old website. And on Twitter, he's at Seton Motley, S-E-T-O-N-M-O-T-L-E-Y. He's also the president of Less Government, this organization. Seton, welcome back to the program. It's been a long time. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you very much. So first of all, at Seton Motley doesn't work on Twitter anymore because they banned it. But Musk never reinstated any of the three accounts that the old regime banned. So I'm actually alt-left, which I thought you might find humorous.
Okay, all right.
How you been?
I've been good. I understand you've moved to Belize.
Yes, sir.
Should I move down there? It's
spectacular. Well,
the last time I was in Belize, I was with Ron Reagan and Rachel Maddow. In fact, Louise and I drove Rachel all the way across the country to get to the airport. And when we were with Ron Reagan, we walked through a local little zoo there, and a monkey peed on his head.
It was on Ron's head?
Yes. It was a very strange trip.
It's the size of New Jersey. There's only 400,000 people, and they're great, and they speak English, and they're very welcoming and very happy to have us here. Such as we are, like I said, it's not a huge population of either natives or expats. Mm-hmm. And it's a great country. I'm really thoroughly, I've been here about 2.5 years now, and it's great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So Sean said that you reached out to us and said that you wanted to issue a mea culpa, an apology. What am I, you know?
To a degree.
I figured there was a caveat there.
For some reason, you use the word bankster with me on the air, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I made fun of it at the time, but now I realize it's exactly right. I think what I've come, the conclusion I've reached is a lot of people on the left have correctly identified the problems and incorrectly identified the solutions. The reason we have a lot of the problems you correctly identify is because the government is so big that it's powerful enough to partner with big business and ruin the country. So my solution would be to reduce the size of government so that the big businesses don't have a corrupt partner of the current size to partner with and do damage to the nation and the world.
That seems like an ass-backward way to go about it, Seton. It seems like the first step should be to determine what are the goals of the government. Why do we even have a government?
The Constitution lays that out. It's very, very limited
We can debate that. Everything. You and I have debated that many times. I mean, you know, the general welfare is mentioned not just in the preamble, but also in Article 1, Section 8.
At the end of the day, you can finagle all the surrounding language. At the end of the day, there are 10 amendments, and the 9th and 10th say, if it's not expressly mentioned here, it doesn't belong here. It belongs to the states and the people. So you can, unless you amend the Constitution, general welfare is not a wide open door to drive an 18-wheel.
It actually is, but let me finish my thought, if I may. Number one, we should determine what the goal of government is. Number two, in that context, in other words, is government here to provide for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Is it provide the general welfare? Or is government here to simply defend the country from, you know, foreign invasion? Once we've determined what the goal of government is, then we should have a debate about where the limits of the commons are.
No, it's not supposed to provide life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's supposed to protect our right to pursue it.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Provide it.
I don't.
The word "provide" is inherently and fundamentally flawed.
I get it, but as always, you know, we need to let each other finish our sentences once in a while here. So, you know, we're falling back on old habits. So it's your argument that, you know, what's happened is that the government got too big, and because it's so big, it's facilitating banksters who are ripping us all off. I would argue.
Not just banksters, pharmaceutical companies, pick a big business in any sector you wish, or multiple big businesses in any sector you wish, and they are partnering with big government to further their profits at the expense of the people.
I get it. And once again, you stepped on me in mid-sentence. I would argue that it's not that the size of government is a canard, it's a red herring. That really what's going on is that the Supreme Court in 1976 with the Buckley decision and 78 with the Bilotti decision written by Lewis Powell and in 2010 with Citizens United legalized bribery. And so now you've got a government that, regardless of its size, is going to always defer to the people who offer the biggest bribes, whether it's Elon Musk putting Donald Trump into office with his $300 million and his multi-billion dollar investment in X. Or whether it's, you know, the pharmaceutical industry or the banking industry buying off members of Congress. And that's the original sin. That's the core problem.
No, the original sin is growing government so big to be worthy of bribing.
Well, regardless of the size of government, government is the only agency that has the power to put people in prison.
You're going to let me finish my sentence?
Of course.
If you were in high school, would you pay protection money to the captain of the chess club, or would you pay protection money to Mike Tyson? The chess club guy's not a threat. I want chess club government. I don't want Mike Tyson government.
Well, that's a nice glib response, but it doesn't make any sense or address the issue.
If the government isn't big enough to do anything for you, there's no reason to bribe it.
No, that's not true. The government has the power. Government is the only institution that has the power to take away your freedom. In fact, the government is the only institution that has the power to legally take away your life.
Which is why you want it small.
No, it's why you want it not to be able to be bribed.
It's humans running the joint. It's going to be bribed.
No,
Obama spent 8 years jamming net neutrality down our throats, and then he signs a ridiculous $50 million Netflix production deal when he's never produced a movie in his life as a retroactive bribe for shoving bad policy down our throats.
Hey, I'm not trying to tell you here that Democrats aren't on the take, too. I'm telling you that we have that five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court over the course of four decisions, you know, Buckley, Bilotti, Citizens United, and McCutcheon, have basically opened the doors for massive corruption in the United States. And until we get that under control, we shouldn't even bother talking about the size of government. I realize that's your shtick, but
if you want to limit corruption, limit the government. They're the ones being bribed. If you can't bribe them, if they're not worthy of being bribed, most of the bribes go away.
No. It's you're assuming that the bribes follow the government. The bribes are, you know, people bribing government will cause government to create new agencies to do exactly what the bribers want. I mean, here's an example.
Like Obamacare?
Here's an example. Obamacare was obviously the result of bribes. Policy. Obamacare was clearly the result of bribes, Seton. It was a $1 trillion giveaway to the health insurance industry. It was written by the Heritage Foundation. It was intended to be a bribery system.
Yes.
But go back to the George Herbert Walker Bush administration.
Let's shrink government and health care.
When Monsanto invented genetically modified organisms and they wanted to bring them into the marketplace, the first thing they did is they went to George Herbert Walker Bush with large campaign contributions and said, we want these regulated. They wanted them regulated. Why? Because they wanted the regulations to be sufficiently complex that nobody could compete with them for decades.
And who makes complex regulations? Big government. You know who makes regulations? Small government.
No, I don't think that's...
Of course, you think
the size of government is the key to the whole
thing. If you have 50 regulators regulating something or you have 5 regulators regulating something, when does it get more complicated?
When the 5 regulators start taking bribes and they turn into 50 regulators. Because there's bribe money to spread.
So you're arguing against growing government. Thank you very much.
I'm all in favor of a government that's big enough to do what needs to be done. And again, that takes us back to the discussion about what is the goal and what's the purpose of government. Don't they have a national health care system in Belize?
No, it's all private.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's entirely private. And I hit myself in the throat with a pipe. The next day, I saw 2 doctors, got an MRI and a prescription filled for less than $300 US.
Wow. Wow. That's
It's amazing funny. How affordable things are when government isn't helping you pay for it.
Okay. Fascinating. Well, Seton Motley,
lessgovernment.org. You're right. I just found this out yesterday. You have to put the www. You're exactly right. It's ridiculous.
There's a way that you can fix that in the settings, in your technical settings for Substack.
I will have to learn and then do. I appreciate that.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's all alt left on Twitter.
There you go. Seton Motley, the president of Less Government, www.lessgovernment.org. And Seton, thanks for dropping by. We will live to fight again.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Good talking to you. It's 17 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And should they be able to bribe the government? And we dare to say, hell no. We'll be right back. You probably heard the rumor, you can't regrow cartilage. But what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Louise and I love this product. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Louise puts a scoop in our coffee in the morning. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today.
Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Hear Mino and the Mayor weekday mornings 6 to 9 on WGBW and WISS. John and Jim are fans of Rebel Eddie's auto detailing, interior steam cleaning, graphene spray wax, even paint correction. Free estimates 920-671-8984. RebelEddies.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on WGBW and WISS, now brought to you by Pickle and Bag.
For your next group outing, visit pickleandbags.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a highly controversial action, President Trump is testing the reach of his powers by sending 4,700 military personnel into Los Angeles to suppress protests. What are Title 10, the Insurrection Act, and the Posse Comitatus Act? The Posse Comitatus Act forbids the use of the military to enforce laws against U.S. citizens under ordinary situations, but there are extremely rare exceptions. In his mobilization of the California National Guard and active duty Marines, Trump invoked Title 10, a statute enabling the U.S. Armed Forces. Section 251 says, whenever there is an insurrection in any state against its government, the president may, upon the request of its legislature or of its governor if the legislature cannot be convened, call into federal service such of the militia of the other states in the number requested by that state and use such of the armed forces as he considers necessary to suppress the insurrection. No such request was made by state officials. Under the Insurrection Act, the American Constitution Center notes three circumstances where a president may use the military on U.S. soil: when a local official asks for assistance, when an insurrection against the federal government or judiciary occurs, or when a state refuses to uphold civil rights. What constitutes an insurrection? That will likely be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards the power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If all this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member today. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a backseat. Text fees may apply.
In the game of politics, the field's not level. One side's playing dirty, dancing with the devil. Gerrymanders purges, they stack the deck, while the other side plays fair, earns respect. Should Democrats rig the vote, change the game? Fight fire with fire, shed the shame. When justice is blinded and rules are bent, is it time for a new precedent?
The courts have 23 spoken. Minutes past the hour. So Greta Thunberg is on this boat going from Southern Europe down to Gaza to deliver prosthetics for children. Artificial limbs for children who have had their limbs blown off by Israeli bombs. Food to children who are an infant formula, who are literally starving right now.
in a near famine situation, and medicine, because the hospitals have all been bombed. The doctors, many of the doctors, have been killed. Over 100 journalists have been murdered. I mean, this is just wild stuff. So she was on this, they called it the Freedom Flotilla, from the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. They were on a boat called the Madeleine, M-A-D-L-E-E-N. It's a UK-flagged vessel. And Israel, while they were out in international waters, Israel went out and intercepted them and basically kidnapped them. Heidi Matthews, who's an assistant professor of law at Osgoode Hall Law School at York University in Canada, said, quote, "The world is watching Israel attack a civilian boat carrying no weapons, only humanitarian aid, flying a UK flag in international waters and carrying humanitarians of many nationalities. Israel has precisely zero authority to do so under any law." The human rights attorney and organizer of the flotilla, Hawadi Araf, said that, quote, "Israel has no legal authority to detain international volunteers aboard the Madeleine," and argued that the naval blockade violates the International Court of Justice's, quote, "binding orders requiring unimpeded humanitarian access to Gaza." And it wasn't just Greta Thunberg. Rima Hassan, who's a member of the European Parliament, was also aboard this ship. This is, and apparently the Israeli drones first came over the ship and sprayed them with a white powder. They're still trying to figure out what is this white powder that they just sprayed us with. You know, was it polonium or something? I mean, what's going on here? And then they boarded and attacked the ship. And they also were jamming the ship's radio so that, because Greta Thunberg, she recorded some videos and got them up on social media, but the later videos, as they were being intercepted, she could not get out because the Israelis were jamming it. I mean, this is just wild. This Netanyahu administration is really destroying the reputation that Israel had, you know, largely successfully built over more than a half a century. And you know, now increasingly it's just being viewed as another corrupt, autocratic, you know, wannabe dictator state. It's a genuine tragedy. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Talk media for the rest of us. Stay with us.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Here in Wisconsin, winter wheat is almost a week behind last year, but the condition of that crop is improving across the state. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Tuesday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Today we're catching up with market advisor John Heinberg. He joins us from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. John says the moisture in the forecast could make it difficult to get that wheat off the ground in different regions. That would be price supportive for Wisconsin growers.
The current weather patterns are putting a lot of moisture through the southern part of the United States, and you know, that is something really could turn friendly for the wheat market, that especially the hard red winter wheat. If that rain continues, obviously it slows harvest, but it impacts quality of that wheat as they're harvesting, and then that could tighten up some supplies in terms of good quality wheat, because that HRW wheat or hard red winter wheat is the wheat that goes into a lot of bread making and that type of flour. So that's something we'll have to kind of watch down the road, is the weather forecast there and how quickly they get that wheat harvest out with all this precipitation that they're forecasted for in that region.
John Heinberg along with us from Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We'll see what that wheat price looks like after the break.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
At Second Harvest Food Bank, we know that nutritious milk is essential for growing kids and healthy families. That's why for a decade, we've partnered with Wisconsin's dairy farmers through the Adopt a Dairy Cow program. Thanks to farm families, thousands of gallons of milk have reached local families facing hunger. Visit givedairy.com during June Dairy Month. That's givedairy.com.
Tuesday from Chicago, corn markets are mixed. Cash corn up a penny and a quarter at 434 and three quarters. December new crop corn is down 2¾ cents at 435 and a quarter. Soybeans are seeing a lift. Cash beans up a nickel and a quarter at 1061 and a quarter. November new crop beans up a penny and a quarter at 1032 a bushel. John Heinberg's forecast hasn't come into play yet. July new crop wheat is down 8¾ cents at 533 and a quarter. The July Class 3 milk contract is 12 cents lower at 1870 a hundredweight. The August contract down 6 cents at 1927. That's your market update on a Tuesday. Don't forget to follow along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com for all things farm news. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More sunshine today and more mild temperatures, making it to the mid-70s. We've got a west breeze with areas of patchy wildfire smoke. That looks to linger a little bit tomorrow, too. Under abundant sunshine, highs still reach the upper 70s. And then showers and storms roll in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
The war against California Democrats that's been declared by the president. And here's my, that's my thesis, and here's my proof. You have Los Angeles County, 10 million residents, about 1 million or 10% undocumented. In that amount, 20% are 18 years old. So there's 8 million potential voters, and 6 million of them are registered at a rate of 3 Democrats to every Republican. Let's go to a similar demographic, the neighbor, Orange County. 3 million residents, about a quarter million undocumented, with 1.8 million registered voters, 37% Democrat, 34% Republican, 22% other or independent, which means very purple. Why is all this attention being put on Los Angeles County, where a 1 in 10 person has the undocumented status, 20% of households are what you call mixed status, the undocumented status versus resident, citizen or, you know, green card.
Right.
Why? Because it's effective and it's a war on Democrats. That's what this is, pure and simple.
Yeah, and a war on brown people.
Well, that's it. Half of the California's children are from with at least one immigrant parent. Yeah. A third of the residents in L.A. are half of them.
California is now a majority minority state, isn't it?
Absolutely. But here's the point. The immigrants, since, you know, 1965, we changed our laws.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't coming from Sweden. They're coming from other places. Whereas you point out, there are all these advertisements. Come get a job.
Right.
This plant's hiring. This plant's hiring. And, you know, all of that. And I'd just like to point out, on the policing issue, this is what I told Mateo I was going to lead with, but here's what I'll conclude with. That county, L.A. County, is not as heavily policed as New York City, but nobody in the planet is, except maybe China. But there are 9,000 LAPD officers. There are 10,000 L.A. County Sheriff Department officers. Half of the surrounding cities of Los Angeles have their own police departments. That's another 4,000 officers. They're all available in the county. And I'm not even counting the California Highway Patrol, which serves, you know, the Southland area.
Right.
This is a war on Democrats. It's a war on brown people. And up here in red Idaho, it's all performative theater. And I can't tell you the hate and the vitriol coming out of the people here.
Yeah.
And this is a dairy state. Do you know you cannot get a visa for 24 months for a dairy worker? They're only seasonal for agriculture. So by definition, our entire dairy industry is employing undocumented people.
Hmm.
Okay, let's just close that down. You want milk prices to go up? There you go.
They're not doing major enforcement actions in red states, though, to the best of my knowledge. Do you know of any?
Well, that's true, too. It's theater for the red state. Old people who skew old and white. That's
who are
all
just
it
watching
is.
It all on Fox News.
You don't have to. You got it all on the air. It's all on your talk radio. It is,
yeah,
so
true.
Hateful.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I get it. I totally
that's
get it.
That's my rant.
Okay. Susan, thank you very much for the call. I've got a caller here. I don't have your location. I do have your phone number. It ends in 2908. You want to give us your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that I got on. I don't want to give you my name, but I will because
just
you'll understand when I tell you where I'm coming from.
Or a phony name? I don't care, but something.
You can call me Angel as part of one of my names.
Okay, you got it. And where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from, I want to step back just a second in the conversations. I actually called you at the beginning of the show, and I got disconnected. So, and then I called back. So,
and
I'm
where
calling,
are you calling from?
Calling from mid-north Michigan and
okay.
That ruthless, toothless neo-Nazi training area. And I moved up here some years ago from Ann Arbor, University of Michigan, which I'm actually ashamed of their recent practices.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. I am totally permanently disabled. I'm in my midlife. And I'm afraid all the time. I'm in tears every single day. I don't feel like I have a voice anymore. I used to be an activist. I am, like, literally afraid, horrified, terrified. But here's my question to you, because as there are different kinds of fighting. There's marches that can easily be fought to lead or forced to lead by people who are inserted into those marches to bring things on into riots. Or there is what we did have a very long time ago, something called sit-ins. I'm wondering if it's time for us to not do the same thing. Like, if we're going to show up at the Capitol, it would be if we all sat down. If we all sat down, then everyone would know who's sitting down instead of standing up. I mean, we've been begging for the Congress people to stand up, but they're not standing up. They're just, it's a horrific situation. I call them a congressperson every day. They won't take any phone calls from me anymore for months now. And I called in the Capitol and locally.
So I'm not sure I understand, Angel, your question.
I'm thinking, I want your opinion, basically, on a different way to effectively protest without more people being used to Trump's advantage.
First of all, let me just for the record, make the
may
point.
Maybe this will help. Just one more quick thing, and then I'll listen.
Okay.
Like you had spoke about the general welfare and how desperate people, you know, do desperate things. And our type of people, like educated people or people that have reason, and possibly intellect or certainly smart, are, you know, not going to go out there. We fight with our brains. We're not the clawing and hair pulling type, the guns and knives type, the pitchforks or the sticks and stones type. We're the people who fight with our brains. It doesn't seem that we're fighting with our brains.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it. First off, let me suggest that being frightened and being in tears is an enormous waste of time and effort and energy. Franklin Roosevelt, in his inaugural address in March of 1933, talked about, you know, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And then he went on to say, you know, paralyzing, nameless, he had three adjectives, fear, but that impedes forward progress. His point was, you know, fear and anxiety are things that cripple us. They paralyze us. They don't help us. They don't move us forward. And so, you know, I would strongly suggest that, you know, you figure out a way or talk to a counselor or something to you know, let go of that stuff and start imagining a positive future that you can help make. Number one. Number two, the point and
may I quickly respond to that? Just
certainly.
Quickly. I do agree, and yes, I was receiving therapy until I was not allowed to receive therapy anymore because no one will take Medicare or Medicaid anymore.
Yeah.
And because of the situations that are going on, that stopped at the beginning of the year. And I am in a crippling situation because I do not have parents or children or spouse or other. And I am surrounded by neighbors that know a little bit about me, and there's fear because of the way I'm treated and the cursing and the fact that house isn't burned down.
I get it. And I can't play counselor with you.
It's paralyzing. And there are
just
people out there.
As a general principle,
fear and panic
are not useful emotions. Yeah. They will shorten your life. But in terms of what can we do? What we can do is get out in the streets. There is a huge body of solid evidence suggesting that tyrants cannot stand up to the people when the people are properly mobilized and there's enough of them. Angel, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Good luck. Richard in Highland Park, California. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Oh, boy, you're talking to Joe Walsh about conservatives and then Motley getting on there.
Yes.
The three of you being so disparate. And there was a caller a couple of days ago who said that the term conservative has been totally misused. It's misused by the media. It's misused by everybody. And that the six on our Supreme Court and all of MAGA, they're power hungry.
They're reactionaries.
You know, greed,
they're not
greedy
conservatives.
Separatists. They're really separatists.
Yeah, Confederates.
And so my statement to you and Joe and Mr. Motley is, read the Constitution from a conservative point of view. Start by finding out the definition of a conservative, then go to the Constitution, and I found that it is a totally conservative document for democratic principles so that everybody's involved. As you said, the power of the people, the promise of our republic. The promise of our republic and what makes it revolutionary is that it takes disputes that all throughout history are settled through war, and they're still that way. But our Constitution is about nonviolence, and none of us were taught that throughout our years for 200 years.
Yeah.
Especially after the Civil War, our Constitution means nonviolent settling of disputes through dialogue.
And through the law, and through the law. And yeah, I don't disagree. And you know, our country was forged in protest, and we should be able to protest. Richard, thank you. Spot on. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom. I always thought that Steve Miller missed his calling for not being a greeter at a mortuary.
Yeah.
I mean,
he looks like a gargoyle to me, but I, you know, it's really unfair to judge people on their looks. You know, it is kind of sad that his wife has left him for Elon Musk.
Yeah, there apparently, you go. Apparently. I don't know what you call him now.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to call your attention to an article May 12, 2015 by Kurt Eichenwald in Newsweek entitled "The Invasion of Texas When Partisanship Becomes Extreme Sport,"
mm-hmm.
and how everyone freaked out over what was it called? Operations SPAR. I don't remember the name of it. That when they were having training exercises that they normally do in Texas, everyone went nuts on the other side, saying that he was setting up internment camps.
Oh, this was during the Obama administration.
Yeah.
The FEMA camps, they're coming.
And that,
they're here. Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember it well, Bill.
Right. Right.
And absolute hysteria on Fox News for weeks.
Right. And they the government was overreaching, and there was a military was there, you know, and and Ted Cruz was saying that, you know, this is, you know, too much. And the Governor Abbott said that he's going to have his National Guard keep an eye on the military invasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here we are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite thing going on, where they're talking about invading L.A.
Yeah. And the conservatives are not speaking out, and they're not freaking out. I mean, Fox News could pull out some of those, 10, 11-year-old scripts and just rerun them. But, of course, they won't, because you've got a Republican in the White House, not a Democrat.
Right, right. And it was Operation Jade Helm 15.
That's correct.
And it's weird if you go back then, it's a time capsule, how everyone's freaking about the extremists, how they're accusing Obama of, not Obama, I'm sure, Clinton of covering up his affair by bombing or sending a missile over to try to get Osama bin Laden. And,
yeah, I remember that too. That was, he's trying to get us not to think about, what's her name? Yep.
Levinsky.
Yeah, Monica.
But, if you go back far enough, you'll understand that this is what happens over and over again. As far as Italy's concerned, though, their government always stood. They got rid of Mussolini at one point, and they got rid of...
They've got Maloney now, who's going hard right. But, you know, they're
right.
Kind of swinging back. Bill, I got to run, but thank you. It's nice to hear from you. I appreciate the call. It is 48 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Hey, it's the True People's Media. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control.
Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community is brought to you by Insight Eye Care. Insight's doctors love to see children of any age, from infants to centenarians. They'll care for you and your family at every stage of life. Improving lives by improving sight. WIinsight.com.
Drop what you're doing because Appleton has a whole week of fun just for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can enjoy an entire week of live local musician performances thanks to the 13th annual Appleton Street Music Week. June 9th through 13th from noon till 1, these musicians are donating their time to raise money to help support and elevate the community. And if you want to be involved, go to wgbw.fm and click events.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off,
and give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
DeLorean Walls in the house.
Y'all have been such a powerful platform for so many, including myself, that's bringing so much awareness. And just because the last couple of times I've been on the show, so many people have been asking, how can we help serve? And if we can get that normal, our community is going to flourish even further.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over half, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise puts it in her coffee every morning. This isn't another generic supplement. This is clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide
that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
They snatch you up without a judge or trial.
4 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. I have a caller in Madison, Wisconsin, with a 9612 as the last digits of your number. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tom. My name is Amy. I'm calling from Verona, Wisconsin. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks, Amy.
You're a popular guy. Hard to get a hold of.
Well, I suppose that's good news. What's on your mind?
Well, it's something you brought up at the very start of your show. You were talking about Kennedy going back on his word that he took under oath when during his confirmation hearing, saying he wouldn't cut, you know, certain programs. He made promises to not cut them.
Yeah, he told Senator Bill Cassidy he wouldn't blow up the vaccine approval board.
Right. And now he's gone back on his word. So isn't he basically lying under oath? Or once you leave that chamber, are you not under oath anymore? You can go back on your word whenever you want.
I have no recollection, and I've been following this for, a half a century, Amy. I have no recollection of any cabinet member or judge, federal judge, being suffering any significant penalty for having lied to Congress during their confirmation hearings. Do you recall it ever happening?
Not in my lifetime, but...
Yeah, there you go.
What can we do about that? Because it happens quite a bit, and it just... The American people, you know, suffer for that.
I completely agree. I completely agree. And I think that there should be consequences. There should have been consequences for the Supreme Court judges who lied about their positions on Roe v. Wade and other things. There should be consequences to Bob Kennedy for lying to Senator Cassidy. But there won't be, tragically. And I don't have any magic formula for that. I mean, you know, it would probably not be a bad idea for everybody to call their senators and to particularly call Senator Cassidy, who is where does he represent? Is that Wyoming or he's somewhere out there in the Middle West? But whatever, you know, call Senator or maybe it's Louisiana, whatever it is. Anyhow, call Senator Cassidy and say, are you going to let Kennedy get away with this? He lied to you and see what happens. I suspect that he won't do anything. Cassidy's already kind of talking out of the side of his mouth, going, well,
aren't they all?
Yeah, yeah. And it's a real problem. I mean, you know, we're relying on the integrity and honesty of people who are being vetted for their honesty and integrity, and we're rewarding them when they're dishonest and display no integrity. So, Amy, thank you for the call.
Well,
I got to run. I'm sorry. It's the end of the hour.
Yep.
Good talking to you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Vicki Harrison with Common Cause is going to drop by. Republicans and billionaires want to rewrite the Constitution from scratch. What could possibly go wrong?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Protests in Los Angeles over ICE arrests prompting President Trump to double down on sending military troops to assist, despite California's governor's stance that local and state law enforcement does not need the National Guard or Marines. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
The president is not backing down from this political fight with California Governor Gavin Newsom. He was on social media earlier today calling the governor incompetent and said that if he did not send in the National Guard to Southern California, then Los Angeles would be burning to the ground.
In London, Trump cabinet members taking part in trade talks with China for a second day. It comes as the World Bank is out with its forecast, saying President Trump's tariffs are expected to slow economic growth this year in the U.S. and around the globe. Russia continuing its aerial attacks in Ukraine, striking Kyiv and the southern port of Odessa. Ukrainian officials say three were killed and more than a dozen others wounded. This is ABC News.